In an exclusive interview, Information Minister Michael Makuei tells South Sudan in Focus that work on establishing the Special Reconstruction Fund has yet to start because parties to the peace deal took a long time to set up several structures of the unity government, such as parliament.
It is because of this delay. Of course, these laws are not supposed to be passed by provisional orders, but be passed by the parliament. And as a result, they had to wait until the parliament is reconstituted. It is after the reconstitution immediately that the budget was tabled. And after all, before the budget was tabled, the parliament had to work on its parliamentary rules and regulations.
Chapter 3 of the peace deal stipulates that the unity government, in collaboration with the international partners and friends of South Sudan, establish a special fund for reconstruction. The agreement says funds should be managed by a board that should be drawn from the unity government and international partners. The board, which should be comprised of 30 members and chaired by an international member, was supposed to be formed within the first month of the transitional period. However, the executive has yet to start the process of establishing the fund, which must be approved by parliament. Makuei says the establishment of the leadership of the board of the Special Reconstruction Fund is one of the contents of the peace deal, which he says was imposed to the parties to the agreement, including the SPLM in government, to implement.
Reconstruction Fund, its membership is not only limited to South Sudan. It's not limited to South Sudan, and its composition and so forth. The chair and the deputy are foreigners. And this is what puzzles us. Because after all, is it that because South Sudan does not have the necessary qualified people to do the job, or is it because of what?
Ruben Madol Arol, South Sudan's Justice and Constitutional Affairs Minister, says the cabinet has yet to initiate the legal process of setting up the reconstruction fund.
Even then, how to initiate, okay, must come from somewhere. When it comes to drafting the bill, that's where the Ministry of Justice has the role. I'm not aware of the bill that has been, or a resolution of the Council of Ministers that we need to use as the basis for drafting this bill that you're talking about.
Under provisions of the peace deal, the board of the Special Reconstruction Fund shall prepare a program and a detailed action plan for the reconstruction of conflict-affected states and other areas to guide the work of the fund. The agreement stipulates that the program shall include provision of assistance and protection to internally displaced persons, returnees, and families affected by the conflict, and shall be completed within 6 months in the administration of its establishment. The unity government shall fund reconstruction activities by allocating not less than $100 million per year for the transitional period, and shall cooperate with international donors in the administration of the pledges to the fund, according to the deal. Makuei says the government has yet to establish what he calls a peace budget for the year 2022-2023, which is supposed to pay for the establishment of the Special Reconstruction Fund.
The incoming budget that will be presented actually in May this year will also be presented. And this is the year where we will actually prepare to receive the returnees and repatriate the displaced people who are already here in South Sudan. This is a budget. The government has the will. And of course, as I stated earlier, for the refugees, they are supposed to be repatriated in accordance or with their consent.
Aside from the Special Reconstruction Fund, the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission says the parties have yet to implement several other key tasks, including unifying the various forces into one national army, instituting public financial management reforms, and setting up transitional justice mechanisms. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.